You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Landfill. I see what you're doing. You see what Landfill's doing? Me? Landfill just
never meant to
silent
make pot
stir. Yes, Jeffrey.
I apologize if you don't.
Jeff out here is trying to relax, Jeff. Relax. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Shout out to the YouTube streamers. Shout out to the Monumental Dreamers. The B. Mitchell Finley AAA poll question of the day. Kind of wish I had a $50 Paisano's gift card right now. I could smash some pizza, Brian. I did have some sea bass last night, though.
I saw that.
Shout out to Toki Altizer. Thank you, buddy. I needed some caffeine. It's going to be a heavy caffeine day today. Toby went and got me a Diet Coke. Thank you, Toby. Hope you got yourself something, too, sweetheart. The B. Mitchell Finley AAA poll question of the day. B, I think this is a reasonable question, man. You lose 8 in a row. Your seat should get warm. Landfill asks, should Dan Quinn be on the hot seat? Simple question, only two answers, yes or no. Of course, the AAA poll question of the day is brought to you by AAA. Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, plus exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. If you're already a AAA member, upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/Commanders. You think you should be on the hot seat, B?
I don't know. I just think based off of last year and how many injuries they had this year, I can't see it. And then again, me watching, I'm just like you. I see stuff that you see, so I don't think he is. So it's kind of hard for me to sit up here and give you a yay or nay.
I don't think he is either. I think you got to have some real questions, though. Yeah. I think
you can have questions, but I just think, listen to me, Jay. I fight more than most people to not get into the mindset of what today is. People can be 100% on your side today and 100% against you tomorrow because sure. of one little thing you may do. And I have always tried to fight that because that's what society has become. Society has become where you can be doing something good and then you know what? You can get a certain right. If you get the right person behind you, oh, you got all the people supporting you. You do something negative or bad, and it's just minor. And you get the wrong person on your other side, then everybody's against you. People, this is how they live their lives, like a roller coaster.
Yeah.
That's not healthy. That's not what life is really about. I can be good with you today and you do something wrong tomorrow. We still cool. I'm disappointed in what you did, but I'm still cool with you. So I don't completely change my whole feelings about stuff. But I notice that's what people do and that's what people want. And they, if you don't do it with them, then they get a little pissed at it. So, no, I see stuff a little differently. Fortunately, say it like that, not unfortunately, fortunately.
For historic reference, Dan Quinn took over in Atlanta in 2015. Team went 8-8.
Mm-hmm.
2016, they went 11-5, went to the Super Bowl, held a 28-3 lead in that Super Bowl, lost that Super Bowl. Following year, now he lost a ton of staff after that Super Bowl, basically his entire offensive staff.
Mm-hmm.
The following year, they went 10-6, lost in the divisional round. After that, it was 7-9, 7-9, and then in 2020, after starting 0-5, Arthur Blank fired Dan Quinn in season. That is the better part of six seasons for DQ in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
So I think when you talk hot seat right now, I think because if last year was his first year here and they went 8-9, and it was, you know, all right, we just got here, we're building our program, and then this year you come out and take 10 steps backwards, as he said yesterday,
mm-hmm.
I think it's a very different conversation.
Yeah.
I think because of the equity built up last year, they're going to get some runway.
Yeah.
Landfill, where are you? It's your poll question. Where do you land on that thing?
I think I'm okay with Dan Quinn coming back, but I mean, it's been pretty brutal. I guess I wouldn't be upset if they decided they wanted to go a different direction. I think as recently as a couple weeks ago, I would have thought that was ridiculous, but they're just non-competitive, and it's hard to...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2 minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's just hard to kind of believe that this team can turn it around. They're going to have to make enormous changes in the offseason, like massive ones. And if they decide that they want to go with the new coach, I'm not going to be upset about it.
I don't think they will. I think DQ is back. I very much think that. But I also think, what happens if you lose out? What happens if this thing gets to 3-14 and you finish the year going a 12-game losing streak? I don't know. That storm might get too big.
I really believe if they are even thinking that mindset, they would be at this point right now thinking that. I don't think losing one or two more games is going to make you want to get rid of a person even more. If you want to get rid of them, you're ready to get rid of them at this point.
I mean, to that point, I think one of the most damning things, I think I think in the last 6 weeks, DQ has said some things that are going to haunt him a bit. I think after the Seattle loss, when he said, when he left Jaden out there, Jaden gets hurt, he said, yeah, that was going to be his last drive. If you knew that was going to be his last drive, just pull him anyway, because you're already acknowledging the game is over. And then two, it looked really cool in the moment on Hard Knocks when he told the team after the Denver game, we lost, but we're not lost anymore. So you feel you found your sense, your play style, your sense of direction, and then you come out the following week and get blanked.
Yeah, I understand that, but I really
That's a tough dichotomy.
I understand what you're saying, but I don't think that's something that Josh Harris is going to be sitting there worried about. I think that's what we worry about because we read social media crap, and that's going to be the stuff that's going to be blasting in front of our face. I don't think an owner of a team is really looking at that crap. He don't care about that. He's worried about how you going to get this thing back to where it was last year. That's the only thing he's worried about.
We have packed phone lines here. PJ's in Reston. PJ's usually a good call. What's up, PJ?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. First of all, I want to say that I agree with Brian completely. No disrespect to the guy that was calling in complaining about Jaden's mom, but Jaden's mom has nothing to do at all with what's going on in the football field. It's just low-hanging fruit that people see his mom with him at a basketball game or something. They think she's, like, all up in his life. I think his mom is all up in his life when it comes to dating women, making sure there's good women around him, things like that. But she's doing nothing at all except being a loving mom. So people got to stop kind of putting her name there out like that.
I agree.
And
with
my
that.
Thing is this.
Yo, PJ, real quick, can you answer one question for me? Because yes, I think the entire discussion surrounding Jaden's mom is asinine. Did Regina miss any tackles yesterday?
Exactly. She did not miss any tackles at all.
Like, what are we talking about?
And then my thing with the game is this. I can stomach the fact that we lost the game and we got blown out bad. I'm a big fan of Dan Quinn and Adam Peters, but the thing that really raised my eyebrows yesterday was the play when Jaden throws an interception. And the guy knocks him down. The guy didn't, like, land on him and throw him down. The guy, I don't want to say gently, but the guy just kind of pushed him down. And when Jaden's on his elbow like that, with no weight on him, without having another player's weight on him, and his would hurt that bad, that tells me that he was not healthy from the get-go. I had no problem with Jaden coming back, you know, get him healthy, come back. But what they did is they brought him back at least a week early before his elbow was not healthy. I don't know if that was more of a Dan Quinn or Adam Peters or other people in the office are combined, but that to me was troublesome. I don't want to say put Dan Quinn on the hot seat, but it really makes you question their judgment because the one thing, you can lose 80-0. What you cannot, you can lose the rest of the games this year. The one asset you got to protect is Jaden, and that makes me question their decision-making process because this guy was not healthy. Why is he coming back not healthy? If he can put on like 7-8 pounds of muscle next year, not 20 like some people saying, because that's not feasible, you know, unless you're on steroids or something. But if he can put on 7 or 8 pounds of muscle, he'll be fine next year.
I think he added weight this offseason. I think some of it, he's a young man. I can tell you, as a man who is not young anymore, you continue to add weight as you age. Thank you for the call, PJ. Yeah. I appreciate you.
What PJ said, 7 to 8, 10 pounds possibly, yes. I saw somebody say, if he can't add 20 to 30 pounds of muscle, then he shouldn't be worried about coming back. Nobody going to add 20 to 30 pounds of muscle. And bro, he say add 20 to 30 pounds of muscle and still keep the same speed and agility at right now. Stop saying stupid stuff.
What do you think to that? Because me and Tischler had a discussion about that yesterday on Beltway Football. Like, was Jaden 100%? No. I bet nobody on that field in week 14 was 100%.
I've already had that discussion many a time.
I think he was healthy enough to play.
Yeah.
And that's what you got to do. And if things go correct, Jaden's the quarterback for 15 years here.
Mm-hmm.
He has to learn to play beat up.
Yeah.
You know what players look to? The quarterback to show how tough they are.
Mm-hmm.
Quarterbacks play through all sorts
of
stuff.
Brett Favre was loved by all of his teammates. Why?
He played through everything. Because
he did stuff that normal quarterbacks won't do. Point blank.
So we can talk about Jaden needs development, needs the reps, whatever. He's also got to show the locker room, yo, I'm going.
Yeah.
I'm playing.
But like,
I think the notion that he wasn't healthy enough to play yesterday and they made a mistake, I think that is incorrect.
Yeah, Jaden could go put on 10 pounds of muscle right now and look exactly the same next year. Muscle is not going to make you look much bigger. Gaining a little fat might make you look like you're a little bigger, but he'll put 10 pounds of muscle on and still be a sleek guy. He's never going to be a bulky guy. That's not his body build. But you can add a little bit more to yourself. Like, I remember being in Philly, and they had us in this little egg, and they tell you your body fat composition. And mine was 7.8. And I started remembering back when Monty, low body fat, Michael Westbrook, 3.4%. I noticed that those guys were banging up a good bit. So I told him, I asked the coach in Philly, I said, should I get that thing closer to 10? He said, why? And I told him what my analogy was. And he said, you know what? Makes a little sense. So I got closer to 10%. And I had muscle, but I had a little cushion to help me out. I think you need it.
A little cushion for the pushing. That's right. What Jeff likes. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.